T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can always reach out to us with your Savage or Sensible topics. This one we got on an email, Breeze.
Yes, we did, Corey. I think that this is going to be a hot button issue for most parents. Well, it's using your kids to get dirt on your ex. Is it savage or is it sensible?
Hopefully not most parents. I know the divorce rate's quite high, but hopefully.
It's 60-40. What is it? 60-40 nowadays?
For most divorced parents, sure. And we're going to need some extra help on this because, my parents aren't divorced. Your parents aren't divorced. I've never been divorced. As far as I know, you've never been divorced.
No, but I am a parenting expert, so I'm going to lean on that okay. to kind of help me through my case.
Okay. I do have a kind of a weird experience, which we'll get into. Okay. But here's the email that we got to savage@98pxy.com. I'd like to call out my ex-husband for being a savage. Yesterday, after picking up my daughter from school, she said to me, "Daddy doesn't like that you're dating." When I asked her how he even knew I was seeing someone, she said, "Oh, well, he asked me and I told him." So basically, my ex used our kid to get some dirt on me. If that's not savage, I don't know what is. Would love to know what you guys and other people think.
Ooh.
Yeah, if you want to jump in on this one, especially if you are divorced, if you are a product of divorce, if your parents were divorced, 222-9800 or the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822.
You know, I love putting myself in other people's shoes. I really, really do. And it's hard, like you said, it's hard for us because we don't have divorced parents. You know, mm-hmm. we've never gone through something like this, but I'm going to go sensible on this one.
Am. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it because you love gossip and you love to know the dirt?
It has little to nothing to do with that. Okay. But, Corey, it's called using your resources.
Here we go.
And
the resources. The infamous resources.
Like, as an investigator or a detective, you need to go through some uncomfortable things to get the answers you're looking for. That's why, you know, narcs are a thing. And putting people in situations.
Hold on a second. So you're kind of saying that kids are narcs?
Your kid's a narc. And you hired them. And they owe you that. They owe you that. You gave birth to them.
Hold on a second.
You gave them life.
Yeah.
If you ask them to do something that, you know, might be out of their wheelhouse, I think they should just bite the bullet and do it for you. Yeah. I'm sorry. But that's my take.
Could not disagree with you more on this one.
Okay.
I'm going to go savage on this one. And I actually kind of do have a little experience when it comes to divorce.
Okay.
So my sister is technically my half-sister.
Oh, right. Okay.
And so my mom and her dad are divorced. And I know that my mom really went out of her way to never say anything bad about my sister's dad in front of her. And I think that's so important when you are going through a divorce, because when it comes down to it, you know, this is the last thing you want. You don't want to put your kids in the middle of anything. I mean, I can only imagine, uncomfortable enough, the fact that their parents are divorced. Like, it's a really difficult thing for a kid to go through. So then you throw in the added uncomfort of you're getting grilled by your mom or dad about what the other is doing. Like, that's awful.
I think there's a tasteful way to do it, Corey. I don't think you should be grilling with, you know, the light bulb swinging back and forth like you're in an interrogation. But I do think that you can ask a little feeler questions. You know, just put it out there. How is your dad doing?
You know, it seems a little sleazy, to be honest with you. And
well, they call me Sleazy Breezy. What can I say?
Shouldn't be shocked here, I guess. But I mean, I don't know. Even if you hate your ex with a burning passion, if you have kids together, I'm sorry. You're still responsible for that kid. And look, if, you know, I actually think it's a little also savage that the woman that reached out to us didn't tell her ex up front that she was seeing someone, because that kind of may impact the child, right?
Right.
So the fact that he had to this route is also a little savage, in my opinion. There's a bunch of savagery going on in this one, as far as I'm concerned.
A lot of savage. Yeah, as co-parents, you should be able to not know that much about each other's lives, but you have to know the basics. Like, are you seeing someone? Is little Johnny going to be around a new person?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just cover your bases. You don't have to. I feel like she thought that her daughter was, you know, ratting her out. But these are things that the ex-husband should have known up front. Don't you think, Corey?
I agree with you on that aspect. Absolutely. Should be some more open communication, which, again, I'm not divorced, so I can't put myself exactly in what it's like. I'm sure it's awful, especially if you don't get along. But still, kids are your number one responsibility, right, when it comes down to it?
I hate to be this gal. but I'm going to be this gal.
I bet you don't hate it. I bet you actually love it.
If I were in this situation, I would probably blackmail my parents. I would probably...
If your parents were divorced.
I would probably say I would feed information in exchange for, you know, a shopping spree to East U Mall or that movie I've been eyeing.
Just when I thought that there couldn't be more savagery in this one, here we go. They added a third possible layer.
Wow, but, a lot of layers to this.
If you want to jump in on this, 222-9800 or the Club BXY Safe text line at 69822. Savage or sensible, using your kid to get dirt on your ex. Can also vote in the poll. It's up right now at 98pxy.com.
Little Johnny's got to get a bit of a kickback, don't you think? Don't you think,
a kickback? What is this, like a mafia scheme? Take a little off the top for little Johnny. Hey, we've got Rhiannon on the phone right now. Rhiannon, savage or sensible, trying to use your kid to get dirt on your ex.
I'm going to go with savage. I am a divorced parent, and I came from a divorced parent household.
Okay. We're covering all the bases so far. All right. Explain to why you say savage.
I say savage because it is the adults that need to communicate with each other, not through the children. It can impact the child.
Totally.
I mean, the adult's got to be mindful enough to not leave the kid in the dark, but not use them and manipulate them. It's not their place, and what are you teaching them?
So you're disagreeing with Breezy's statement that basically our children are our slaves and do have to do whatever we want.
They're human beings, and you got to give them way more credit than you think they do because they are listening.
Sure.
And they do see things.
Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You guys have a great day.
Have a great
one. Bye.
222-9800. It's Team PXY. Good morning.
My name's Jessica. I'm calling from Rochester. I'm going through the same thing. My husband, his ex-wife, does this exact thing.
Savage.
And we've been together for over 10 years, and they had two kids together. She tries to get dirt on us to this day. They're in high school now. And it completely ruined her relationship with her kids.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, see, you can't, ultimately, when you use someone for really anything, there's going to be resentment there that can happen, right? Once they realize, and especially once those kids get older, you know, when little Susie.
Little Johnny,
maybe they're 7 and you're picking some information out of them. Maybe it's not a big deal then, but eventually little Susie and little Johnny grow up and they realize, wait a second. I know exactly what my mom and dad were doing. And yeah, that will, of course, breed resentment. You don't want that.
Yeah, and we made it a point to never say anything about their mom, ever. We've never said one bad thing about her.
Mm-hmm.
You would think we were, like, best friends.
Right.
I cannot stand her, but you would never know that.
Sure, yes.
She, on the other hand, she does not like us.
Yeah.
She seems a little bitter, if you ask me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thanks.
Have a great one. Bye. James from Brockport jumping into today's Savage or Sensible. Using your kid to get dirt on your ex. James, what do you think?
I've been that kid, so
it's really
savage as that kid. But you also got to realize if you're asking your kid to do this, they're going to tell on you too.
Right, yeah. See, that's a great point. Kids can't keep secrets, obviously.
Yeah, and so if they're telling secrets for you, they will go to the other parent and tell them, no problem. And then you just have an argument, and then you're getting your kids.
Kids sing like birds, James. I mean, I feel like they're going to tell you regardless, so...
Yeah, that's why you don't need to encourage it. Like, they're just going to come out eventually.
Yep.
James, so you said you experienced this as a kid. What kind of things were your parents trying to get out of you?
Like, my dad would ask me what my stepdad had been up to, and, like, basic things on how their business was going, but then would start to get a little more... Oh, what are they doing nowadays?
Oh, gosh. So he kind of easy on into it.
Yeah.
And how old were you during this time?
7, 8.
Wow. Okay.
Did it scar you at all?
A little.
sounds like it.
Oh, dear, James.
Family trauma was just irritating as a kid and didn't.
Well, you look, you know, my parents are still together, but I can only imagine.
Mine too.
It's difficult. If your parents are going through a divorce, let alone if they're kind of like pinning you or using you to go against each other.
They're not using you. They made you. You're basically, you work for them. I mean, it is what it is.
No, this is not what? No, that's not how it works. James, thank you for calling in this morning. Bye. I like how basically you're like every parent Santa Claus and your kids are your elves.
I work for my parents. I don't know. And they're not even divorced. So here we go. That's my other side hustle. So I work for my parents.
Oh, yeah.
I make them laugh and give them joy. So there's that. I have one sensible text to read.
Okay, let's hear it.
This one. Sensible. LOL. If you didn't want little spies, then you wouldn't have had kids. I agree with this wholeheartedly. I really, really do. Those little spies just running around.
Our little spies.
It's like you're in a never-ending game of Clue. I love that for you. I really, really do.
Let's go to the poll at 98pxy.com. Savage or sensible using your kid to get dirt on your ex. Your kid, a.k.a. little spies.
Little Johnny.
Oh, boy.
Okay. What is it, Corey? Hit it.
It's 100% savage.
Wow. Savagery. That's really disappointing for everyone involved.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.